My seventh tip is that you should really practice each question type. I've mentioned different question types in this video. I just talked about paragraph and heading matching, multiple choice, short answers, true, false, not given. There are many different types of questions on the reading module of the IELTS. So it's very important that you get familiar with each of these questions, you practice each of these questions, so then on test day, you feel more confident, more comfortable, and there are no surprises. So practice a lot, practice each question type. My eighth tip is that, and this isn't just for the reading module of the IELTS, it's for tests in general. If you are doing a test in a where there are other people around, it's good not to practice only in your home. On test day, when you're doing the reading module, there will be other people around you. And if you're not used to taking tests with other people around you, you might get distracted. You might hear this person over there chewing their bubble gum. You might see that person over there crying because they have a very bad answer and they're having difficulty on the IELTS. You can see all sorts of things in the room with you. And that could distract you. So it's very, very important to get used to being distracted while you're taking the test. So what I recommend, try to do the IELTS at a library. Get a practice test, go to the library, do it there. Try it on the bus even. You can do it in different places so you're used to distractions. So on test day, those distractions won't distract you.